Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Saturday, September 29th, and this is episode 230 of The Big Show. I'd like to start off by thanking our sponsor, Solo Segment. Solo Segment focuses on site search analytics and AI-driven content discovery to improve search results, improve customer satisfaction, and unlock revenue for your business. You can check them out at solosegment.com. Now, I realize it's a little odd to have an episode on a Saturday instead of our regular Friday period, but I wanted to do this episode today for two reasons. One, September marks the sixth anniversary of Thinks Out Loud. So this is the sixth anniversary of the show. We've done 230 episodes, including this one. And it's interesting because it coincides with tomorrow, September 30th, International Podcast Day, which is a period when podcasters, you know, look back and try to promote the medium. And as I discussed in one of our very, very early episodes, all about does podcasting make sense for, you know, your business, I thought it was a good time to reassess and say, does this still make sense? You know, are we still doing a good job here? Is it still worth doing and all? And I'm going to start by saying, yes, it does. Right. I'm going to cut right to the chase on that. But I wanted to talk about why podcasting might make sense for your business. And to be fair, it doesn't necessarily mean you absolutely should have a podcast. I have said many times before, the biggest mistake that companies make, that businesses make, that marketers make, is seeing some new technology or some new tool and saying, oh my gosh, we have to do that. Right? If somebody comes to you and says, we need a Snapchat strategy, or we need an Instagram strategy, or we need a podcasting strategy, that's probably the wrong way to think about it. It makes more sense to say, what do our customers need? Where are our customers going? And how can we do a better job of helping connect with our customers in those places? So podcasting might make sense for your business. Or to be fair, it might not if it doesn't work for your customer. But that's where you want to start, right? What's our objective? Who are we trying to connect with? And how does podcasting help or not help? So I thought I'd start by just looking at some stats, and I will link to all of these in the show notes. These come from a couple of different places. Jay Baer has a great set of stats that he has rounded up. He calls them the 13 critical stats for 2018. A site called podcastinsights.com has a fantastic list of stats, also new research from June 2018. And it looks like each of these are pulling from some of the same sources. But I just wanted to call out a few that I thought were really, really interesting. First, 44% of the U.S. population has listened to a podcast. So it seems pretty likely for many businesses, podcasting can be a way to reach customers who you want to reach, right? If almost half the country is listening to podcasts, that's a pretty good sign that the people you want to reach likely are too. 49% listen at home and 22% listen in the car. By the way, that's one of the reasons I tend to hold my episodes to between 15 and 30 minutes, typically, because it's exactly the right period for people doing a workout or commuting to work or things along those lines. It makes them really listenable and digestible. And as we've talked about before, when we talk about content being king, making your content snackable, shareable, and sharp is a really good way to get your content in front of people. So thinking about where your customer consumes the content and then using, you know, podcasts of the right length to make that happen can be really effective, as I've found to be true. We know that 17% of the U.S. population listens to at least one podcast a week, and 26% listen at least once a month, and 69% of all podcast listeners listen on a mobile device. In fact, when I started podcasting, it was at least in part of the mobile strategy for my own company. How could I reach people on mobile most effectively? You know, I saw that people were reading the blog post that we put up on Thinks on mobile a little less frequently than they were on desktop, and we're looking for other ways to connect with our customers and our readers and our community when they were on mobile, which is really one of the reasons why podcasting was something we took a look at. Now, how do those overall stats align with the stats that we see for Thinks Out Loud, that I see for Thinks Out Loud? Pretty similar, actually. We get a few hundred listeners per episode, well over 1,000 listeners per month on most months. I will acknowledge that a huge lesson learned is that frequency of posting helps a lot in driving those numbers. You know, for a whole host of reasons that I've talked about on past episodes, the release schedule has been a little irregular over the last 6 months or so, and that has undoubtedly impacted listenership a little bit. So if you're going to podcast for your business, if you're going to think about doing a podcast for your business, think about the fact that you want to do it regularly. You don't just want to do it 1 week and then not for 3 weeks and then again for a week and then not for 2 weeks and then again. And I realize I might be, you know, like the cobbler's children have no shoes or physician heal thyself. But clearly this is a place where I know I can do a better job and I know we need to do a better job with Thinks Out Loud and be more consistent because it undoubtedly affects listenership. So if you're going to do it for your business, I would absolutely recommend making sure you're very consistent in your posting schedule. Now, obviously, those overall podcasting statistics I shared with you a minute ago talked largely about the U.S., but I'll tell you, we only get about a third of all our listenership from the United States with Thinks Out Loud. We get a bunch of listeners in Singapore, we get a bunch of listeners in Japan, a bunch in the United Kingdom and Sweden and Germany, a small number in Israel, Canada, and France, and then fully a third of all listeners come from all over the place. You know, we have listeners in such far-flung places as Mongolia and Nepal and Greece and Jordan and Croatia. But the vast majority, you know, a third are in the United States. Another third are probably in Singapore, Japan, UK, Sweden, Germany, Israel, Canada, France. And then we start to get into smaller numbers, but all across the world, Korea, China, India. Now, I think it's also fair to ask, how is it helping our business? And the answer is pretty well. We've had a number of leads come in from people who've said they've listened to the podcast and they've found it really effective. And especially since we've started using a transcription service to transcribe the show notes and include those on most episodes, we've actually been very effective at getting more traffic to the website, more traffic to the podcast episodes through organic search, and that's been really effective as well. We also can use that same transcription. Not also can, we also do use those same transcriptions and often post that content to LinkedIn or to Facebook, and that's been tremendously effective from a sharing perspective as well. So obviously another thing I've talked about many times with content and how to make content effective for your business, obviously we talk about content reuse. And so the podcast or elements of the podcast have been tremendously successful in enabling greater content reuse just by working from those transcriptions. So it really comes down to, who are your customers? Who are you trying to reach? If they are people who listen to podcasts, if they tend to be a little more tech savvy, if they tend to skew a little younger, if they tend to be a little more mobile, and you're looking for folks all around the globe, and they're people who, you know, you can create content for that helps them, then yeah, it's probably an effective use of your time for creating, you know, useful, functional, snackable, shareable, sharp content. And I would definitely say it's been tremendously effective for my business. And I would suggest not that you absolutely should go out and create a podcast, but that you should definitely give it a look. You should definitely say, is this something we can use to help our customers? And if so, how would we use it to help our customers? And then if you're interested in that, you know, go ahead and check out some of the past resources we've had on the show in terms of how to actually use podcasting to help your business. There's a bunch of tools that I like, whether it's Blueberry for hosting or Libsyn, which is very popular. I actually did an episode almost 5 years ago called the Small Business Podcasting Overview, and many of the tools that I talked about there are still the tools that I use today. So you can definitely look at all of those. Look at rev.com for transcription. I'm a big fan of that. And something like Zencastr for conducting interviews. Very effective tool there. And I will link to all of those in the show notes. But think about, is this something that can help our customer? Is this something that can help our business? And then that should put you in a pretty good place to determine, does podcasting make sense for your business? I would think in many cases, the answer is going to be yes. I mean, if you look at the success GE had with a couple of podcasts that they put out, and the success that I think we've had with podcasts we've put out, so that absolutely can work. Ultimately, it comes down to, as is always the case, are you doing the right thing for your customer? And if you can use a podcast to help your customer, there's no doubt in my mind that the podcast will help your business. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But I would want to remind you, you can find the show notes for this episode, as well as an archive of all of our past episodes, all 230, at timpeter.com/podcast. You can also find this podcast on Spotify or iTunes or Stitcher Radio or Google Podcasts or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle at TCPeter, and you can email me. Just send an email to podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that is podcast@TimPeter.com. And with that, I hope you have a wonderful International Podcast Day. I hope you use it to find some really great new podcasts that can help you grow your business. I will link to a few that I particularly like in the show notes as well. And with that, I hope you have a fantastic weekend, a wonderful week ahead. And I will look forward to talking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, be well, be happy, and take care of yourself.